I'm Rachel.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Christina Finch.
And welcome to Books, Books, and More Books.
Got it, yay.
As you notice, this week we have a different person, or new person.
A special guest.
Yeah, Christina Finch. She is going to be talking about life lessons from romance novels with us, so take it away.
All right, I don't know.
I'll just read the first one. So, they're more serious than funny. So, don't settle for less. Expect the best, because you deserve love, happiness, respect, and all the other fun stuff. So,
it kind of reminds me of a book I read that I hated at first, and then, like, the ending was, like, the best.
I've had those books.
It started off, I'm just like, what is this? And then it got to a certain part where I'm just like, oh.
Wait, what
were you hated in the beginning, and then all of a sudden you hate it?
I didn't hate it. It was just not my type of book. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep reading this. It seemed like it would have a good ending.
It's really hard for me to do that. I can't read books that I don't like at the start.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Really
but what hard. It was anyway. Is the girl wanted, she was like the one of the three like top people at the school. And the top one, they wanted her to date, like, someone who she did not want to date, even though she kind of did.
Oh, that actually sounds interesting.
But only for, like, looks.
Yeah, like, best person with best person. Yay!
Yeah, and then
like, the golden couple in high
school. Yeah, except, I mean, the golden couple was, she was, like, probably the second or third person, I forget. I think she was the
like
second.
The silver couple? Yeah. Or the bronze couple?
Yeah. And, but then there is this guy who was, like, last year really, really nerdy, and then his dad bought him, like, tons of cool stuff, and you figure out why, and the reason why is, like, really sad, and it's just, like, aww. No. I mean, the reason why isn't sad, but it's just, like, you hate his dad because of it. I mean, like, it's cool that he bought him all that stuff, but then his dad was cheating on his mom, and he figured it out. Because his dad took him on a boat ride and the girl was there. Yeah,
what book is this?
It's Anatomy of a Misfit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so the guy was like really cool and the girl liked him. And then the dad was like got drunk and got mad one day, and this is like at the ending. And the kid who the girl likes trying to save his rest of his family dies.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay,
that's just okay, now I can't read that book. I can't do it.
And then of course it's like the main person, like the big queen bee at the school, is like she hated him before and like made fun of him, but then this happens and she's like, oh, we were best friends and he was like doing all that stuff and we were like best friends, and then the girl who actually was his best friend and they were gonna date was like, yeah, no, you don't know him at all, and just basically everyone was happy and she became like the top girl at the school and it was fun. I liked it.
Then another one is find someone that likes you for you. I know it's really cliche, but I have read so many books where the girl makes up a total lie and then the guy ends up hating her for it.
Yeah, and it's like, if someone doesn't like you for you, like, if someone didn't like me because I like my favorite show, I would not date that person.
Oh, yeah,
because
you
we would get into fights so much.
Obviously, that's not the person for you.
I almost got into a fight with a boy who's not even a friend. I mean, he's kind of a friend, but I almost got into a fight with him because he's like, why do you even watch that show? I seriously almost did. It was funny.
Yeah, we know you're obsessed. Actually, I can't really talk here, but oh,
yeah.
Well.
And then talk things out, because fights over communication are stupid. They don't really do anything. So if you talk things out, then you save time, and it's just better in the end.
That's for everyone and everything, guys.
Yeah, these are more, like, not just in, like, relationships, but in life. Yeah.
It's just life lessons.
Life.
But, fights over other things, like fights over, I mean, fights aren't good. I hate fights. I'm more of a pacifist person.
You are such a pacifist person.
Yeah. There was on my favorite show, there is a thing where it's like, if everyone just sits down and talks before the war even happens, then there wouldn't even be a war. Like, everyone has to sit down and talk eventually. That so is just true. Do it at the beginning.
Exactly.
The entire speech was awesome, but.
Oh, like, I remember you showing me that and me refusing to watch it because I was too busy reading fan fictions.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
But it was...
It was good.
If you talk, then you're eventually... It's like, at the moment, I feel like you probably won't like it. Like, I know at the moment, I hate talking sometimes about things. But then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I'm actually glad I did that. So...
Most of the time. Yeah.
Most of the time, yeah.
Anyway.
And then, so number four is everyone has a story or a past. You don't know what happened in previous chapters, so try not to judge, because it will just end up going downhill, and your life will be awful.
This has happened to me. I have had personal experience with this. Actually, twice
with this. I have two. Guys. I can vouch for this.
But there is two girls at our old school who...
Oh, I think I know these people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You kind of do. One who was like, we've been enemies ever since we met. And then like in fifth grade, I think... Like, we kind of became friends. We weren't really fighting anymore.
I got it. I don't know who that one is.
Yeah. And I think it's also her family, too. But anyways, and then another one, we didn't really fight, but we weren't really friends. And then, like, this past year, we became friends, and we haven't spoken since, though, because I've been too busy. And I know she has been, too, because her family is, like, big. And she told me a bunch of stories about her family. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. I got this. I think I know the two people. I'll ask you later.
You know.
If I'm right.
So, yeah, it's kind of, it's a lot easier, I feel like, in a relationship if you talk. So.
Talking is good, except when you don't want to.
I mean, like, talk about their past. Like, you understand them a lot better.
Get to know the person, guys.
And then you'll realize why they are who they are.
Yes, like, for example, my friends have learned all of my crazy stories from second grade and younger. Oh, good Lord. Elizabeth saved me from those years. I was a special person, guys. I'm still a special person.
I bet you want to go back to them sometimes.
I do want to go back to them. They were great. Like, when a kid comes up to your mom and goes, so-and-so said I had a big head, and then my mom goes, yes, and so tell him thank you, that means I'm smart. Yeah, it was great, guys. It was wonderful, but insanity.
Then another one is you're perfectly capable of saving yourself. You're never going to be, like, comfortable in a relationship if you're always relying on them, so you have to rely on yourself and... to help you rely on them.
Yeah, that's what I feel like in my last relationship, my first one, to be honest. I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but my mom was like, you do know you need to, like, yeah, don't rely on them, but talk to them more. I'm like, because I have a life, I was busy. At the time I got into the relationship, it was probably bad. I think that made it go downhill.
It could have ended worse. It could have, but I mean, it's still.
It could have ended worse.
It could have. There are worse. I will explain
okay,
to
there
you
are
later.
Worse, but basically the way he.
Yeah.
The way I found good. Out was bad and what he did was bad.
Yeah. It was bad, but there are worse.
I was more mad, but anyways, like, my mom was always like, it's good that you don't rely on them, because, like, you have your own life then, but it's also you need...
And if you lose them, then you have nothing, but if you lose them and you can do things yourself, then you can move on.
Like, I feel like that's what happened with me, is I, like, from the beginning, I knew this isn't gonna last, and then at the end, I'm like, I knew it wasn't gonna last, I'm not gonna let it bother me, so.
Yep.
And then this is kind of... the same as the last one, but love and believe in yourself, because no one's going to love you until you love yourself, and no one's going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. So this, I mean, it's crazy how many times, like, when I'm reading a book, that they always seek other people's approval, but if they just, like, approved of themselves, then they wouldn't need other people's approval.
I feel like, though, it's kind of depends, because we had a friend, she goes to a different school, but... Like, she had depression, and it wasn't that she wanted it. Like, she didn't inflict it on herself. It was a medical thing.
Yeah, and so that's different.
Yeah, like, otherwise. People with depression, yeah, though,
that's totally
like, sorry
different.
To get all sad here. Like, it's usually very funny and not serious at
sorry,
all.
Sorry, guys.
But, like, if it's a medical thing and they can't accept themselves like that, then don't make them do that. Like, say, oh, I can't love you if you can't accept yourself, because it makes it worse. If someone, then, though, is looking for attention, just be, and they then, do that, then yeah.
Yeah, just
then
be yes. like, sorry, guys, but no. I have dealt with so many people, guys. So many people. Sorry, she I'm has. Kind of the peacemaker of all of my friends and of pretty much anyone I meet. Not a fun job. People think it's a great thing. It's not great, guys.
It depends on what personality you have, though.
It's not great when they when your two friends are fighting and they're like, Rachel, decide.
That isn't.
That's
but,
yeah. That it sucks, guys. It really does. But anyway, that's not important. Well, to this conversation, at least.
And then another one is there's no time to wait around, because if you want something, go for it. Or if you aren't gonna like take action, just move on. Don't like waste your time waiting for someone else to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of goes back with number five, what was it?
One of them.
It was, I forget which one it is now.
I don't know. We'll figure
it out. Five, kind of. The don't rely on anyone. Because, like, if you do rely on them, you don't have a life. Like, I know I was kind of, I wasn't, but, like, my mom, she told me about when she was dating, how her and her boyfriend was always, like, go, like, be together. And if they weren't, she would be at home. And it's like she said she had no friends like that. I'm like, and so I wanted to one time hang out with them, her and my grandparents, instead of my boyfriend. And she's like, that's the good thing to do.
Yeah, you can also, like, wait around while doing other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't just sit there and wait. You can wait while you're doing your homework. Like, be productive.
Yeah.
When you wait.
Personal experiences do that, guys. Do not just, okay, Elizabeth, ignoring you right now and your purple crayon. Anyway.
Okay, I'm on this.
Oh, hey, guys, you know what's a great book? I don't remember the kid's name, but it's something in the purple crayon. I forget it, but it's
oh,
a
I
good
totally
book.
Know what book
yeah,
you're talking
it's,
about.
It's a great book. Sorry, that was kind of a side tangent, but it's Elizabeth's fault. She found a purple crayon. Anyway, seriously, though, guys, do stuff instead of just sitting, being an unproductive, lazy person like I am. This goes for really anything. Do not be an unproductive, lazy
that's
person.
So I can vouch for that.
Even though we're freshmen, I think at least Rachel has seen the repercussions of that.
I am the laziest person you will ever meet, and I procrastinate to, like,
I did that freshman year. I totally learned because I'm a sophomore now, and freshman year didn't do anything. I always waited till the last minute.
Yep.
And you could tell I waited.
That, yeah. I don't know if they can tell, but I'm because I've gotten good at it. That's a terrible thing. I've gotten good at procrastinating, guys.
As the wise words of one of our friends, if procrastination was an Olympic sport, I'd do it later.
Exactly.
That's so true.
That is where I'm at, guys. Don't do it. Be smarter than I am. Be much smarter.
I forget. That is literally how I procrastinate. I forgot that there was a paragraph due yesterday, and I'm just like, oh. So I sat at lunch and do it.
Yep. I don't forget. I know it's there. I'm just like, I'll do it tomorrow morning.
I have other time.
I'll do
something else right now.
I'm going to do that next period, and then it goes to next period. Yeah,
most of the
back.
Time I'm actually reading instead of doing homework. I'm like, oh, I'll just finish this chapter, and then I'm like, oh, the next chapter.
Yeah.
And then I end up not doing my homework.
See, the thing is, though, if I do that, then I won't be able to finish the book because of homework. Like, I'll read it, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta do homework, and then I have, like, so much homework to do that I forget about the book, and I never go back to it.
That's why you just avoid. No, I'm not going to give you terrible, but
advice.
Why, yeah, it's, my theory is avoid it. Just completely avoid it. That
never avoid reading, because it's good, but, like,
reading is a great thing,
guys. Reading is amazing.
That's the entire point
of
this
podcast. Yeah, I think you got that reading is amazing, but anyway.
Okay, back to the thing.
Another one is the smaller moments are just as important as the big ones. If you're trying to wait for, like, big moments to happen, then the little moments are just going to be bad, and then you aren't happy most of the time.
Yeah, and it's like another thing. I keep calling back to this, but I feel like a lot of these have
similar. They all have gone like connect.
Like, well, they've gone like I've seen tons of them in my life already. Like
I
and
have
the
too.
One relationship I've had, I feel like I've done it.
I
almost
have
perfectly.
Had zero relationships, and I've seen this. So guys, it can happen to anyone, especially single Pringle people like me.
Single Pringle.
I am a single Pringle.
But it's like all of these. Like that's one of the reasons I like did this is because so many of these apply to me.
Yeah.
That it's not even okay.
Like I had one boyfriend, and I see. At least half, if not all of them. But, like, this one, my boyfriend had, like, I don't know how many his brother said it had, but he had girlfriends before, and so he was, like, wanting to move really fast, but it was, like, my first boyfriend. I'm like, no.
It's not happening. Get
so,
over
like,
it.
There was one time a party for something that we were doing, and one of our other friends were there. We were literally just, like, playing around with foam noodles, playing like swords, and it was fun. It was fun.
That would literally be me. That is me. That's what.
And then
I
of course we had cups of water, and I had like chocolate that I got.
Oh,
or
I remember
something.
This story.
Yeah, I got cup. I had this chocolate, and the friend wanted it, and I'm like, no, I'll give like I gave him one piece, and then my boyfriend one piece, and then he's like, I want more. I'm like, yeah, no, not right now, and So he got his cup of water, and he drank all of it. So he filled it up, and he came over to me. I didn't even notice because I was, like, looking away the other way.
You
he
were
came
distracted.
Back, he came up to me, came behind me, and poured it on me. And then, of course, my boyfriend and him just, like, were, like, pouring water on each other. And I'm just like, okay.
See, that is a good thing, guys. Don't depend on other people. But if people want to help you, totally accept the help, especially in attacking people with, like, water and stuff. Not actually attacking people, guys. That's bad. Don't do it.
Okay.
Another one is listen to your gut, because if it doesn't feel right, it isn't. Like, most of the time, your gut's right. And just in any situation, really.
Yeah, like, even if it isn't, though, like, because there's like a 50-50 chance that it's going
to
be right.
And even if it isn't right, that's still how you feel. So you still have to take that into account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of how you feel.
Like, if you don't listen to it, and then it was right, and you get into a dangerous situation, that's bad.
Yeah.
So.
And another one is you're not stuck. You're capable, or you're the captain of your life, and you have the power to change it. Just kind of like number one, don't settle for less, because if you are, you can change it. You don't have to be with someone you don't want to, or you don't have to do something you don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, guys, seriously, this goes for anyone, like, not just people you like. I guess, yeah. Anyway, sorry, got sidetracked there. If they do not like who you are, they are just going to have to put up with it. Because, seriously, they cannot change you.
Don't change for someone else. That's bad. Don't do that.
Okay, so now
I have read, like, three books? Well, okay. I have probably read, like, 1,000 books in the last, like, year. But, so I picked three of these, and they're all pretty different. So the first one is Perfection by R.L. Mathewson. And it's, like, a story about this girl named Zoe who, like, she pretty much doesn't like herself and, like, everything goes wrong. But then she meets this guy named Trevor, and he just, like, helps her realize that, like, she doesn't need other people's approval and all that. And it's a great book.
Yeah.
And then What I Didn't Say by Kiri Taylor is, okay, the last two books are really sad, actually, but they're great. Because What I Didn't Say, this isn't, like, a spoiler alert, but he loses his voice for, like, ever. He got, like, in an accident. And then he, like, likes this girl, but he can't talk. So he has to, like, learn other types of communication, and it's really sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a song or a story, but I've seen things like that.
Yeah, it's, like, pretty not common, but there's definitely a lot of things like that. And the First Love by James Patterson is, okay, it is so depressing. I've, like, reread it 3 times, and the first page I start crying because I know what happens. But it's about, like, these two kids that, like, go on, like, an epic road trip. but they go as, like, just friends, even though they both like each other. And, like, by the end, it's, like, they love each other. But then, like, fate kind of gets in the way because, like, they both had cancer. And then, but then, like, fate gets in the way and, like, they try and, like get away from fate, or, like, they try and stop fate, but then they can't. And it's just, it's a really sad book, but it's amazing. Like, if you aren't afraid of, like, crying or sad books, totally read it, because it is amazing. It was, and First Love was actually the first romance book, or, like, really book I ever read. And, like, that's what, like, got me started in reading. And I think that's why I have such a strong connection with it.
Yeah.
Because after
first book you read is always the one.
Yeah, because after I read this book, I could not stop reading. Like, my parents get mad at me when I read. Because they're like, you need to go out. Yep. Don't you have my friends?
Dad. I'm
like,
that's my mom. No,
I just like reading. That's my mom.
Well, but, no, I have friends, and that's all okay.
Yeah, like,
but
I have friends, but I don't, like, go out and do stuff for, like, I'd rather sit home and read.
That is me.
Than go I do out
stuff,
to, like,
I go out and do stuff a lot of times with my family, but I go out and do stuff. And then, like, I stay home. When I'm home, though, I do, like, other things. And my mom's like, you know, I can't say this, but if you put as much work into your school... but, yeah, like, if you put as much into your schoolwork as you do into this, you would be getting really good grades.
That's what my mom says. She's like, if you can sit and read for 3 hours, why can't you sit and do your homework for 3 hours?
It's hard.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Homework is boring. Yeah. But reading is, like... You can totally, like, be into it, and it's, like, fun.
You
and
go into the story yourself.
You can be anyone, like, you want to be. It's just, or,
I find a hard time studying, so I'm having a hard time studying for finals.
Same. I'm like, which I either feel like read or do final, study for finals.
Like, I have not started studying for finals. I'm screwed.
I have, because...
I kind of have.
Well, I was gone for so long during this semester that, like, I missed, like, an entire unit in every class. So now I have to, like, go back and redo all that.
Yeah. See, like, I feel like I'm fine. Like, every class has been going over, like, study guides and everything. I'm like, I know this. I'm like, I should probably go study the vocab.
Yeah.
I don't want to study vocab.
Yeah, so far, let's see. My studying has amounted to being forced to study in French class, guys. That
my
is
studying. My studying has been getting organized. I have, like, all my study guides together, and that's about it. That's about all I've done.
Yep, that's me. And even that was only for one class, and that was only for, like, one page. And
And I have a test after this, and totally gonna fail it, but that's okay.
So, guys, don't follow our example and actually study.
Actually study, do work.
It's a good idea.
So, in summary...
Well,
don't use these lessons
don't,
in life.
Basically, this entire thing has just been lessons from either books or us.
But don't follow the lessons we told you not to. That's a bad idea.
So, basically, don't procrastinate. Study for finals, because those are coming up. Actually, the first one's tomorrow from when we're... gonna put this out there.
Is it in health?
Huh?
Is it in health?
The Tuesday one. So it's math and...
Math and English. Yay! Oh, no, it's not English. It's foreign languages. Sorry, guys.
Still, those are
talking. That's even worse.
That is worse.
So, basically, study for finals. Don't procrastinate. Believe in yourself. Don't settle
for
little things.
Talking is good.
Talking is good. You're not stuck.
And you can save yourself.
You can save yourself.
And reading is great.
Reading is a wonderful
thing. Don't judge.
And, yeah, I think that...
That's it.
That about covers it all.
Yeah.
So, basically, we'll see you next time. I don't know what we're going to be doing next time.
Yeah,
that's in January, and that's after break.
And so we don't have this class after break, so our posts are going to be...
Probably not...
As often.
Well, probably I want to at least do them as often. It really depends on Rachel.
Yeah, because
I can get in here, but she might not be able to.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know,
and
we'll post
probably
when we can.
What we'll do, like, we can probably make it so we record a bunch at one time and then just post it.
You know what we need to do? This is kind of distracted, but I totally have forgotten whether or not we finished our whole Harry Potter section.
We haven't, so that's gonna be after. Thing. That's gonna be another special guest.
We should totally do Aragorn. at some
we
point.
We will do Aragorn.
Yay, okay.
So we will do Harry Potter, Aragorn.
Have you guys read the Mortal Instruments?
No.
No, I want to.
We could probably
so
do that.
Amazing. I okay. love those books
so, we'll,
so much.
After break, we'll do Harry Potter, Aragorn, Mortal Instruments, and then probably we'll just be talking about published authors who are
yeah.
at our school, so if you have
and
anyone.
Non-published authors who are writing books,
yeah,
because I am dragging my
I'm trying to write a book, and it's
so we'll probably have,
I
like,
have like 30 pages into it, and that's
we'll
probably
doing
have,
better than me. So you'll probably have you back in here sometime. We'll have, like, one of our friends who's doing a book if she wants
oh,
to come in for
and
that.
And screenplays, guys.
And
she
screenplays,
is
yes.
amazing.
And we'll have, so we'll be, like, more of a multiple, probably, like, five
yeah. we'll,
part
we'll be
one.
Branching out into a beautiful tree. Sorry, I don't yes. know where that came from.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Isn't it? It's a good metaphor.
So anyways, we'll see you then after break. Have a good Christmas. Good luck on finals. Don't stress during Christmas about finals and your grades. And see you next time from
Books, Books, and More Books.
Yes.